This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
Now, I'm really excited, Cam. On the Phone is one of my favourite singers. I first heard her last year when we played her single Black and White on this show. She's currently in Australia having way too much fun by the sounds of it. You need to go, if you are driving, pull over and go wild for the very fabulous Scarlet Fever. Good morning, Scarlet.
Good morning.
How are you? You sound very chirpy for 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it's early. Is it 7 o'clock?
Oh, sorry, almost 8 o'clock.
I don't even know what time it is yet.
Midday.
If you just say London time, it's somewhere in the afternoon.
I'm confused. I've got people emailing me from home saying good evening. I've got you guys talking about morning. I don't know. I'm still in my pyjamas in my head.
Now, you're currently here in Australia. You're touring around. Are you actually singing or are you just here on a holiday?
Well, I'm here on a holiday, but I had a row with my girlfriend just as we were leaving about whether I should or shouldn't take a guitar. So I didn't bring it. So it actually turns out that I have actually kind of been touring, because anywhere there's any kind of instrument, it would appear that I've sort of like run at it.
Just gravitate towards it.
Basically, and end up doing some kind of impromptu gig, whether they want me to or not.
Yeah, but that turns it into a working holiday, so you can claim it all on tax. So it's brilliant.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Now, we were going to catch up with you last week, but you were doing something fun and exciting up in Cairns, I heard, last week.
Yeah, we were scuba diving last week, which was amazing, amazing. I'm having too much fun. I've absolutely fallen in love with Cairns. Ugh,
and is this your first time here down under?
It is indeed. It is indeed. I'll be honest, the flight didn't really inspire me to come before.
The whole 24 hours sort of gets in the way.
Well, basically, I'm trying to work out how I can get back here on first class, but I'm not... Oh, I don't know, I think I'd have to sleep with too many people. It's a bit frightening.
Cam's looking at me to say there's nothing wrong with that.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, don't you?
Well, yeah.
And you're in Sydney at the moment. Any plans for Sydney, or where have you been, and what are you up to generally in Australia? Like, where are you going?
Well, we started in Sydney because my friend got married. That's initially where we came over, and we went to the Hunter Valley for that. We flew to Brisbane, and we did a bit of the Gold Coast. Ended up in Cairns, and that's where we are now. Still here, and we're flying back to Sydney tomorrow.
Oh, so you actually are up in Cairns. That means it is actually 7 o'clock in the morning for you, with the hour time difference between up there and down here.
We are an hour behind you guys, yeah. So that's where I was like, I don't even know what time it is.
Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
Now, we first played your track Black and White, which was remixed by Seventh Heaven, I believe, at the end of last year on our last show, and sort of fell in love with it. And we found you on Twitter and said, oh, you have to come on the show because it's amazing. Since then, your manager is amazing. She keeps on sending through all these press releases. You're just pumping out all this music.
Well, yeah, she is incredible. They are actually, I'm going to have to say hello to everybody at home. That's really cheesy, isn't it? But I'm still going to do it. I'm going to give a very special shout out to my lesbian stalker. Hello, Dixon. Love you lots.
Lesbian stalker.
Yeah, she's one of my good friends at home, and she's been WhatsApping me for about an hour and a half now.
I like the way you love your lesbian stalker. It's brilliant.
Well, you know, you've got to love a lesbian stalker.
You know, you've made it when you've got one of those.
Well, I don't know, because my girlfriend would probably tell you that I'm her lesbian stalker. So.
And you did mention before that you're having a row with her. You left your guitar at home, but you did bring your lovely girlfriend with you.
Yes, I did. We've been fighting the urge to nip to IKEA here, you know, and do that typical lesbian thing. But
the date, the Swedish meatballs, the ice cream on the way out, and you know, a couple of furniture pieces.
Yes, furniture pieces.
Don't worry, absolutely. For us men, it's the second or third date. But that's our destination. No, Cam's looking at me weird.
We haven't done it yet. We've managed to avoid the IKEA cliche. But, yeah.
Don't worry, you've still got time. It's fine. You can get there and buy some... Yeah, you can buy the food, but try not to buy any flat pack, because I think you'll find it really hard to get back on the plane to home.
Well, not just that. I can't do flat pack. I really, really can't. The last time I tried to, it resulted in me basically almost knocking someone out. I just can't do it.
Your poor girlfriend.
Well, yeah, I need a man for these kinds of things. I hate to say it, and I don't have a gay husband.
All right, find one of the gays. They'll put it together nicely
for
you.
Yeah, my gay husbands, they're no good at it either.
Really?
Fire them.
Now, we are going to play exclusively to... no one's heard this in Australia yet, have they? It's your new single.
I haven't even heard this one.
Oh, really?
No, this is an exclusive for me too.
What? So this could go either way.
You mean you weren't even there when you...
No, I recorded the song. We recorded, you know, obviously did all of that before I came away, and then it was sent off to be remixed by the fabulous Rude Dog, and I haven't heard the actual finished articles because I've been over here and I've been having too much fun to open my emails.
Wow, well, this is going to be an exclusive, everyone. I hope you enjoy it.
Now, and
Me too.
I was going to ask you, before you go, are you coming down to Melbourne at all?
Not this trip, but, you know, I'll see. Next time we come, I've heard I have to go.
Well, yes.
And you'll have to come in the studio and hang out with us all.
I will do, but, you know, guys, I have to tell you, because, like, a load of us from school came over for this wedding, and, like, literally, one of my best friends, when he told me that he was going to Melbourne, literally the purpose of their trip in Melbourne was to try and get on the Neighbours set. I wasn't that inspired to go. So, but to come and see you guys, I will be there.
Such an English thing to do.
Kylie's no longer living there, though.
Break onto the Neighbours set. Get over it. Get over it. Bishop's dead.
Now, Scarlett...
Harold's dead.
He'll be back.
Yeah, exactly, in his scout uniform.
Too funny. Now, Scarlett, if they want more information, where can they find you on the World Wide Web?
It's www.scarletfever.co.uk, and it is the weird spelling.
With an E-double-T at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and it's Scarlet Fever in a good way. We're not talking about the ancient Scarlet Fever.
No, we're talking about the fabulous inner drag queen that I am.
Oh, lovely. Loving it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.